Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A survey that was conducted by cam girl website HarrietSugarCookie.com, which I'm unfamiliar with, but that doesn't really matter to the point here. They asked 500 men about their concerns with sex robots. Now, we assume this is coming at some point.
My concern is they won't perfect them by the time I die. and that my son or my grandson and my great, everybody else is going to be able to enjoy these things.
Yes.
Without the peril of cheating.
Well, maybe right before you die so they can tell you how cool it is.
Yeah. I don't think they'll perfect it by the time you die either, puss. I'm talking about perfection, like the kind you see in movies.
Technology moves
basically
quick,
basically, it's a woman.
Yeah, but that's about the time
bitch at you.
That artificial intelligence takes over.
Then we don't want to be around for that. You're right. But I want to be around for this.
When the sex doll becomes perfect, that means AI has taken over.
Yeah. Is it cheating if you bang a sex doll? It's now, not later on.
Well, it depends upon how
cheating
emotionally.
On who? Don't,
yeah.
Are you emotionally involved with the sex doll?
No, you're not emotionally involved with a hooker either. I mean, okay. And that'd be cheating. I'm talking about if your wife walks in and you're banging a sex doll. Instead of masturbating.
She might not like that.
It's not cheating.
So she's going to catch you.
Yes.
Either masturbating or taking care of the doll.
Right.
Should it be?
I'm more in trouble with the doll, but I'm still not cheating. It's not a human being. Now, maybe 100 years from now, that's cheating. But it ain't now. It's an inanimate object. Bang your pillow.
May as well be a piece of fruit.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the other way around, too. If you walk in and she's riding some dude dummy, you're mad because it's a dummy.
No, you're not as mad as the other way around.
It's real.
She's leaving you.
I don't know if she's leaving you.
I think so.
Yeah.
You're banging a piece of fruit.
No, you just give her a hatchet and she...
yeah, she's leaving you.
Well, I'm not banging a piece of fruit.
Well, you're equating it.
No, Craig equated
I
fruit.
Did.
I don't think fruit would feel that good, but I'll ask Puss later.
Mental note, don't eat the watermelon at Craig's house.
Cantaloupe. He told me cantaloupe.
All right.
Smells sweeter.
Okay, so the sex doll. So what's people's concerns for sex doll?
People
I told you my concern, they won't be ready in time.
Yeah, people are weird. Let's just say, we'll start with that.
All right.
And so they asked men about their concerns with sex robots.
Got it.
Things that they might be worried about if they had one.
Well, they'll...
They'll
talk.
Yeah, yep. Whenever it is that we get them and they're right and whatnot.
Because if it's AI, you're right, Todd, they'll start calling your wife, I'm banging your husband, that kind of crap, and it's a doll.
No, because she's been programmed.
Still.
That is okay.
Let's hope so.
No, and then...
They still talk.
Some...
Sex dolls are going to start talking to each other.
Right. Portion of the programming overrides some other portion, and she starts blackmailing you.
Right.
Or she just kills you.
Or just wants you to live with her and not your wife. That would happen. It happens,
Not with,
when are you going to leave her?
Not with robots.
You're a doll.
Right.
Even robots know you're the total package.
Damn right.
Piece of ass.
But with half my cash, though, so I'm not a package then. Yeah, I'm a broke ass on the couch of the love doll's apartment.
Yeah.
No, and they're probably their own apartments, right, at this point, if they're in their sex
No.
If you shun her, she could exact some kind of revenge.
You know she would.
If she's that intelligent.
Okay. And
where are you going? It's like, how?
You guys are actually getting into some of the issues that people are, that men are afraid of.
I'm talking about the future.
Things. 26% of men said that they're, so still not most by far, but still a sizable portion, 26% of men said that their biggest fear was that the robot would be unhappy.
What? And start talking to you.
And start calling the wife.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. I just said that.
Start ratting out. And start calling the wife. I just threw that in there.
I think it'd be an expensive habit because you end up killing these robots as soon as you bang them. Just shoot their head off. Yeah. It's just a dummy.
Or they end up killing you
if they are
someone you love.
Yeah. Well, that's what 24% of men said. 24% of men were most afraid that the robot, the sex robot, would rebel and hurt either the man or others.
If anybody watched Westworld, this is exactly what these women look exactly like women. And AI starting to kick in Westworld. If you ever watched that series on HBO last
year. And these
year.
Are the problems that came up,
and
weren't
and,
they?
And they're gorgeous future robots, and they look like women and feel like women, apparently. Oh, yeah, the AI is starting to kick in now.
18% of men were most worried about privacy protection, saying that they were worried that their robot could be hacked, which we're already running into.
Right.
You know, the sex toys that people have that are controlled with their smartphones
right.
for each other. Well, those get hacked. 10% of men felt most unsure about having a robot because they were nervous about falling in love with their robot.
Well, that's just dumb. But in the future, in Westworld, you can see it.
Yeah.
They ain't fake looking at all. They're real women.
There you go. Why wouldn't you fall in love with that?
What's the Scarlett Johansson movie where, I think it's Joaquin Phoenix, falls in love with the voice?
That's her? Just the voice.
Her.
Yeah. Just the voice.
I think it's,
yeah.
Or she.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the two.
It was her. Yeah. That was a weird movie.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix was in it.
But that was just a voice thing, too. You know, this is
sex stuff. This is a whole robot thing.
Yeah, only 9% of men were turned off from the idea of sex robots because of their anxieties about cleanliness.
Yeah, but you should clean it up. A lot of guys aren't going to clean that up. They're just going to be dirty dudes anyway. And,
yeah.
You know.
And 3.5%
of men. I'll clean you
up
later. I'll be back to clean you up later.
3.5% of
you
men.
You and your pillow talk.
A very small percentage, 3.5% of men. Were afraid that their robot would cheat on them.
Well, it will. Because if you had a robot, Craig, you left it alone, yeah. And I was there with it, I'd take care of that.
I know.
And I'd tell you.
Yeah, but, you know, I would have to take comfort in that it wasn't the robot that cheated on me.
I broke the guy code.
Yeah, you broke the guy code.
By banging your robot.
Leave my robot alone.
Come on, man.
You could go through that list and just replace hooker with robot.
You could.
And you would get most of same responses.
Except for killing the hooker after sex. Don't do that. That is a human being.
Right.
Except for that little line I used.
You're afraid she'd be unhappy.
Right. And you're afraid somebody else. Right. Yeah, you fall in love with a hooker.
Right. She's going to hurt somebody.
Right. Oh, definitely that. Hooker will stab you in a heartbeat.
Scared you're going to fall in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid she's going to steal something. Hookers apparently do that all the time. Hygiene is on the list.
Yeah. You could say to your hooker, I'll be back to clean you up later. Yeah,
stay right there.
Yeah, you would think.
Once again, my main concern is they will not perfect these in our lifetime.
And if they do perfect them, they will clean themselves.
Yeah, I think so, too, with their rough pig tongues.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be worried about hygiene.
They'll clean themselves like a dog.
Like,
might not want to walk in on that, though.
You just got to flip a switch, like a self-cleaning oven.
Oh, okay, that sounds better than the way I described it, like your dog.
And then it heats up to like 700 degrees.
Got to sanitize itself somehow.
Don't bang the love
just
dog.
Just make sure that button's not easily
itself.
Accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that thing accidentally kicking on.
He ran right into her. By the way, it's funny how we always do this. You never hear women wanting perfecting the guy robot because women just ask dudes. But you think they don't want the hassle either.
You hear more about them now than you used to.
Well,
the male dolls.
Show Westworld, again, some of the women that are humans go bang the studs because they're robots.
Yeah, because they just do not deal
talk
with dudes,
right.
Or talk.
Right. Robot's not going to give you a Dutch oven. I don't think so, unless you ask for it.
Yeah, you could ask.
Hey, they're doing great things with technology.
Tuned to the greatest tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.